Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, TLC is this Sunday, and if you want to see the exclusive What's Wrong With Wrestling recap, then make sure you're a supporter on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Come on guys, you know you love seeing those exclusive recaps of me, Andrew, and Joe. Just $5 gets you all access. And I mean all access.
Someone's going to show their butthole.
So, is this on?
And you can cry, and I'll buy a boat and float down the river of your tears.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, your champion, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
But for how long?
How long?
I mean, for how long?
I mean, at least like another few days.
At least another, at least another couple of days.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be great. He'll be champion.
That'd be great if a champion was like brutally honest in wrestling, like a face champion. He's like, I will hold this title for at least until the next pay-per-view when I have to defend it.
For at least 5 more days.
And I might lose it, but hey.
I guarantee that I have a 50-50 chance at retaining my title.
Yeah. Be awesome.
So, Raw, SmackDown, huh? Did you guys enjoy it as much as I didn't?
Probably, yeah.
So, you're welcome. Did there. Yeah. You know, I did enjoy you're SmackDown welcome. A little bit. A little bit Owens because of this
because this of Morse
meld of Sammy and Owens like this new beautiful friendship.
Kevin, really good.
Kevin Owens really good. Always needs a best friend.
Always,
like always.
Yeah,
because Jericho's, you know, that was great. Now the Sami Zayn one's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So,
all right, I guess we'll get right into it since we have a lot to cover tonight.
Can we just start with SmackDown?
Well, look, I mean, the beginning of Raw wasn't bad, right? The beginning of Raw was good because you had the Shield come out.
Raw happened, and then SmackDown. Out comes Daniel Bryan, who he calls Bryan a few times, but we'll get to that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So Kurt Angle kicks off Monday Night Raw, and he starts to talk about what's planned for tonight. You know, like, we're going to have some matches. Yay.
Ooh.
But he gets interrupted by Sierra Hotel, India Echo, Lima Delta,
Shield.
Then it's Roman's music. Hey, don't forget about Roman. Roman is always Roman. Roman. And then, as Vince comes in his pants, the fans pop to Roman's music.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I knew it all along.
He even got some high fives on the way down. Like,
yeah, sure.
When
was
the last time that happened?
You're cool, asshole. As long as you stick with these two.
Yeah, right.
And of course, they're coming from the crowd. They're all in their Shield gear.
Uh-huh.
They're all in their Shield gear.
Yeah.
Which I think I get 5 points right now for that.
Okay.
No, because a few weeks ago we were talking like, will they all wear the Shield vest at TLC?
Oh, yeah.
And Joe said no. I don't remember what you said, Eric.
I think I said probably.
I think it's obvious that they're wearing them for TLC.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So they surround the ring before getting in, like they're going to murder Kurt Angle or something.
You were kind of hoping, though, right?
I guess.
Hey, maybe they'll power
up. Like, they're like Stone Cold now. Like, yeah, we just beat up everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
So Roman gets in the ring, and Kurt tells him the ring's theirs, and Roman says, that's a good choice because when the hounds come to the ring, you either get out of our yard or we beat your ass. And then Seth is like, whoa, easy, Roman. It's Kurt Angle. Yeah. I fight him. Remember the video game?
Hey, yeah. Kurt, don't forget it's our yard or we'll murder you.
Exactly, yeah.
That
so,
was great.
So Seth calms Roman down. He reminds him that he's going to fight Kurt Angle at WrestleMania, not Roman, you know, because of the video game commercials.
Yeah.
And then Seth talks about how great it is to be back together with his brothers. And then, you know, Roman talks, Seth talks, but the heart and soul of the Shield.
As it's always been. Dean was the true leader.
Yeah.
Even though the WWE likes to pretend like it was Roman.
Right.
And Seth likes to pretend like it was Seth.
Whenever people are like, oh, Roman was clearly the leader of the Shield, I'm like,
no.
Nope.
No, it was Dean.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Because Dean was the singles champion, and then Roman and Seth were the tag team champions.
Yes.
Yeah. He was the longest reigning U.S. champion in history.
He was.
Because he never defended the
title. He never defended it.
Never.
But anyways, this is why Dean is the leader of the Shield.
Nobody in the history of this business divides and conquers like the Shield. Nobody fights longer or harder than the Shield. There is no force of nature on this earth as powerful as the Shield. And hey, maybe I got a little ahead of myself last week when I said we take on, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, you know, whatever. You know, maybe I got a little ahead of myself. Maybe that wasn't such a smart idea, not a smart thing to say. But you know what? If I could go back and do it again, I'd say the exact same thing. Because we just don't care. And we didn't put on our Sunday best tonight to come out here and talk about it. So I say, you forearm braids, come out here right now. And we throw down right here in Portland.
Bring in the energy.
Yeah.
Bring in the energy.
Right? He's so good
at
this.
Yeah. He's got the old school promos down. Yeah.
You know what else he should be running?
Yeah.
Baller Club.
Baller Club.
Let's start my club.
So Ambrose Club.
So eventually, Braun Strowman, The Bar, The Miz, and Curtis Axel come out to the stage and start to head to the ring. However, Kurt Angle tells them to stop or else he will cancel all the matches that are planned for tonight.
All of
As
them.
If any of them give a shit. Like, really, only Sheamus and Cesaro should care because they're the only ones getting title shots.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, Sheamus and Cesaro should be, like, trying to stop everyone else. Like, no, it's okay. We want our title shots.
Yeah.
But that makes everyone back off. Like, I think Seth was like, you mean we're not going to see Sasha versus Alicia Fox tonight? No!
Please, God, why?
We're not going to see a cruiserweight tag team match? Crap.
That would have been a great time for them to like kind of make fun of themselves and say that out loud.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. You mean we're not going to see Jason Jordan, Titus O'Neil, and Apollo Crews versus Elias, Gallus, and Anderson?
Yeah.
Which is next, by the way.
Oh, bummer.
And before the match, Gallus and Anderson sing along with Elias. And if you thought the opening segment of Raw was good, then you'd probably agree that this was horseshit.
Yeah.
Why? How dare you play this? God.
Thoughts?
You know, they were almost heading in the right direction when they did the honky tonk man.
Yeah.
That was good. That was fun.
Well, I thought that was going to make Elias hate them. Like, oh, what, you're saying I'm just another honky tonk man?
Yeah. Or like, hey, you stealing my spotlight?
Hold on. You really like enjoyed it like it was fun? I cringed. I fast forwarded. I couldn't stand
it. The honky tonk man thing?
I couldn't stand it.
It was something different. It wasn't.
If he dropped his pants and tickled his nuts, that would be something different. Not interested, Eric. Not interested. Did you like it? Them singing the honky tonk man?
No.
I thought it was.
I was confused. I thought that would make Elias upset.
Like, give me The Rock or Stone Cold or Dean Ambrose sing that, and they'll make it good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Carl Anderson's not funny.
Okay.
And the nerd thing is just. The nerd thing is Vicky Guerrero bad. I say that meaning like, oh, look, they boo Vicky. Keep throwing her out there.
I,
no, we hate her. And we don't watch because of this.
That the Kurt Angle, the Jason Jordan, you nerd thing, it was garbage. I mean, it was hot garbage.
When they debuted, they were such badasses.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They didn't cut stupid jokes.
No.
They were just badasses.
In NXT, I think before you started doing the NXT podcast, mm-hmm. the Ascension were still on NXT, and yeah. they were badasses.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the longest reigning tag champs, and they dominated.
Ascension, really?
Mm-hmm. The Ascension.
Really? Yeah. Like, still Absolutely. To this day, they are?
Yeah.
Wow.
But wow. now they're just a stupid
Now they're a punchline.
Now they're, on the Fashion Files.
Yeah.
So anyways.
They're not even starring on the Fashion no. Files.
Right. Their guest appearance.
What is it?
Guest walk-on.
What is it on SNL when the new people, what do they call them at the credits?
Well, featuring.
Yeah, featuring the yeah. Ascension.
Yeah.
So Apollo pins Anderson after hitting him with the spinning sit-down powerbomb. Who cares? Nothing mm-hmm. there. Backstage, Emma complains that everyone is talking about Asuka and not herself. So Alexa Bliss walks up and thanks Emma for starting the women's revolution, even though Renee said it's actually the women's evolution.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being the evolution.
No.
But did She's they change it and not tell us?
I don't remember Triple H.
Is this Batista, Orton,
yeah.
and Flair.
Is this like the
Charlotte Flair, right?
Yeah, Charlotte, Stephanie. yeah.
Is this like the Monster. Get the F out? Like, we were never the WWF. What's that?
Exactly.
So Alexa Bliss walks up. You know, she thanks her for starting the women's revolution and then asks her to team up with her against Mickey James tonight and whoever Mickey James' partner will be.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Next up, we have Cedric Alexander versus Jack Gallagher with Rich Swann yeah. and Brian Kendrick ringside.
So I guess.
Hard
I
pass. Guess, Wait, let him do it. Let him do it.
Oh.
Okay, good. Do your thing first.
Okay, so I guess Gallagher doesn't wear the little multicolored Speedo anymore.
No, because he's bad. Go!
Alexander gets a win, but who cares? Anyways, so...
that was even shorter, thank God. Thank you, Andrew.
So next up, we have Miz TV with Curtis Axel, Sheamus, and Cesaro. But the special guest is Braun Strowman, who says that he will destroy the Shield, and it starts tonight when he faces Roman Reigns inside a steel cage.
Yeah.
The Miz then brings up the fact that Ambrose once again said that they could take on any four or five members, so he says, I accept Dean's challenge, and he's about to announce a fifth member while the entire arena chants Curtis Axel.
Right.
But then Kurt Angle comes out and tells The Miz that if he wants a fifth partner, then Strowman will have to beat Roman Reigns tonight, but if Roman wins, then Strowman is out of the TLC match.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, and by the way, everyone is banned from ringside for both matches tonight.
Yeah, which sucks.
Which is pointless
because
it was in a cage.
Right.
And also, it didn't really matter because, spoiler alert, everyone came out anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was like the, oh, you're banned. If you come out, what happens? Clearly there were no consequences
no.
for that.
Does Kurt ever realize he's just
hey, Kurt,
a horrible GM?
Get off your phone and get control of your fucking people, bro.
yeah.
They should have had a backstage segment where he's getting a text saying everyone's at ringside. And he's like,
I told him not to go.
Everyone's ringside.
Wait, everyone? no. then he just starts clutching his gold medal. No. Remember when days were so much easier.
I have an illegitimate son. I might lose my gold medals over this. what? So next up we have Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox.
Why?
This was a feud like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
If you remember, Sasha was teaming up with Rich Swann while Alicia was with Noam Dar.
Yeah. And it was dumb then, and it's even more pointless now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sasha gets the win after making Alicia tap out to the bank statement. Charlie Caruso congratulates Sasha backstage after the match, but Alicia attacks her from behind and beats on her until the referees show up. And then later in the show, Cole says Alicia was fined for pushing a ref, and Booker says, well, what about what she did to Sasha Banks?
Yeah.
It's like, Booker T, like, when we first started the podcast, he would say all this, like, just random stuff that didn't make sense. Now he's like... He's like the man of reason
he
on
is,
Raw.
He, is. Yeah. He really is.
Oh, he's making like the obvious points.
Yeah.
That I feel WWE's like, no, don't bring that up. It makes us look stupid. So,
yeah.
I don't know. So.
Hey, what are you doing to Carmella on the thigh?
yeah, it was the best.
if you can't see, I'm putting my finger in a hole.
is it real? Huh? Huh?
He's like, ha, ha, ha.
so then we find
and
out
he's
later.
Like, and he's like, no, not at all.
Nah, nope.
So, Book, how many times did you hit it? Five times.
Let's just call it a best of seven series.
And then also we find out that this will be a pre-show match. Yep. Thank God. Which is like, that's worth 7 points in the scorecards.
That's way too many points.
Yeah, it is.
So next up we have the pity party for Enzo Amore. And yeah. Enzo cuts a promo blaming Mustafa Ali for costing the Cruiserweight Championship.
Come on, this is 205 stuff.
I know, but this is important.
205 stuff.
Yeah, but
important.
This is important.
He just said important.
Important.
Because of how bad Kalisto is here.
Pizza?
So Kalisto comes out, and they made the mistake of handing him a microphone.
Yeah, por favor. Enough is enough. No lo puedo creer. Tienes una boca bien grande.
What?
Your mouth's like a 7-Eleven. It never shuts it, man. Come on, carnal. It never closes.
So he messes up.
What?
Like, that joke is so old. I remember that
you
joke.
You understood that?
He said, your mouth's like 7-Eleven, and he messes it up. He goes, it never shuts it. It never closes.
Oh, my God.
That was a
joke.
That was a joke in Rush Hour 2. Rush Hour 2, which I think was like 99, or no, 2001 or something like that. Where it was the scene where they're in the Chinese restaurant, and Don Cheadle, before he was Don Cheadle, says to Jackie Chan's like, what are you doing with 7-Eleven? And he's like, huh? Because his mouth never closes. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was funny 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Before Don Cheadle was Don Cheadle.
Yeah, well, he was nobody then.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just an old-ass joke, and he can't even get that right. It never shuts it.
It never shuts it.
So your mouth is like 7-Eleven with overpriced snacks and horrible Slurpees.
And you what? Taste, and you taste, and your hot dog tastes like shit. And it will make me sick.
So obviously that was really bad. But
horrible.
It's not as bad as what he says next, because Kalisto tells Enzo that he can make all the excuses that he wants, but...
Enzo, there ain't gonna be no excuses at TLC when I come out new Cruiserweight Champion.
He's gonna become the new
Jesus.
And then right after he says,
is he wearing it?
Yes, he's wearing the title.
He's wearing it.
And then right after he says that, he smacks the title like five times, like, yep, this is mine.
So how was Enzo not allowed to be like,
oh no, I know, right?
Hey, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
right.
I wish he would have.
Come back when you're on my level.
Why did he be like, hey, bro, if you're going to do a joke, do it right.
Yeah.
Learn our language, which would have got him a lot of heat.
Oh my God.
Anybody Hispanic in the crowd. Yeah. And then just jump all over, the new champ, huh? Why don't you give me that title then if you're not currently a champion, you idiot? That would have been great.
Does he just, like, is that just the privilege that John Cena and a few guys get, that they're allowed to improvise like that?
Yes.
Enzo just is afraid to do it because he already has so much heat?
Oh, I'm sure,
Or at least that's what's rumored that
he's probably bit a chunk out of his tongue he was biting it so hard.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't think he has heat with, like, upper management because he's getting a push. I think he has only heat with people, like the wrestlers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so who knows?
Yeah. So Enzo tells Kalisto that the Zo-Train is coming. Choo! Choo! And the Zo-Train consists of Daivari, Drew Gulak, Noam Dar, and Tony Nese, who all attack Kalisto from behind while Enzo screams, you deserve it!
Yeah,
that was pretty funny.
I mean, look, keep this stable with him. Like, make it an official stable. Call it the Zo-Train for all I care.
Call it the real ones.
You know, like, whatever. Enzo came off as a really good bad guy.
Yeah.
Which apparently this is what he did in NXT.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I kind of like this Enzo.
And when Cass comes back, he can join them because they're both bad guys now.
Hey, now that we're both bad, we could be friends again. Oh!
Even though you tried to murder me a few times.
Yeah, you think Cass will come back as face?
Who knows?
Who cares?
Exactly.
I don't even think he'll come back on the same show. Like, they'll keep those two completely separate.
Oh, yeah. He may come back to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then some music hits and no one knows who it is, but it ends up being Mustafa Ali, who gets some shots in, but the numbers game catches up to him. Remember when we used to all say the numbers game?
Yeah.
You know, last week and the week before that, and the last five years, every week. So the Zo-Train.
And the 1,000 episodes of Raw.
So the Zo-Train then picks up Kalisto and Enzo hits him with his finisher that I don't know the name. I don't even know if it has a name. I'm not sure. But that's how it ends. But yep. I did like Enzo there as, yes. you know, he's a pretty good heel now.
Agreed. Yeah. He's less
And I'm, I mean, annoying. Look, as much as we hate Enzo, I'm rooting for him over Kalisto. Nah.
Sure.
I mean, like, Enzo at least is, you know, gives you, you know, somewhat interest in the cruiserweights. I'm not going to watch the show, but I'll, you know.
I'm going to fast forward to my trivia question. Guys, who's the most successful champion in the last 5 years? Answer, Kalisto. This guy holds more titles. What the hell? He keeps getting pushes. Like, yeah. Like Sin Cara never got a push.
No.
He should have gotten a push.
Right.
He no. came in as like, well, yeah, but oh, this guy's super popular and flips around.
But he doesn't have a mouth hole. So he can't talk.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's happy that he's champ. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Kenny.
yeah.
So next up, we have Seth and Dean versus Sheamus and Cesaro for the tag titles. And, yeah. you know, we haven't talked about this yet, but when Cesaro was a good guy,
yeah.
Michael Cole called him the Swiss Superman.
Yeah. Yes.
Now that he's a bad guy, Cole calls him the Swiss Cyborg.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, I just realized that. Like, we haven't mentioned yeah. that, but that's what...
Good guys are Superman, bad guys are Cyborgs.
Wait, but in the Justice League, Cyborg and Superman are both in the Justice League.
They're both good.
Right? You should tweet that to Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the Bizarro? Yeah, he said, it's the Swiss Bizarro Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Or the Cyborg Superman. The Swiss Cyborg Superman, because Cyborg Superman's bad.
That's true.
So Seth and Dean get the win after Ambrose hits Cesaro with the dirty deeds. And then backstage after the match,
good
Curtis.
Match.
Yeah, it was a good match. Yeah, yeah. It really was. Curtis Axel tells Cesaro and Sheamus to pick themselves up because they need to stay strong for Braun tonight. And he tells Sheamus and Cesaro if Braun wins, he becomes the fifth man. Braun Strowman then walks in the room and Axel pleads with him.
Braun, life is all about moments. My moment. At TLC hinges on whether you win or lose tonight against Roman Reigns inside that steel cage. And if you lose, you're not the only one going to be sitting on the sidelines with me. Braun, I need this. I need this to happen. I need this match. I need this match more than anything. I want it so bad. I want to fight. As a matter of fact, I want to find Roman Reigns and fight him myself right now.
And go find him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Axel then
He's like, because you're not going to be the only one sitting on the sidelines with me.
Yeah.
You'll be sitting on the sidelines with me. Right. So many goofs tonight, like yeah. last night. It was so weird.
So Axel then makes excuses, like he's not prepared, he's wearing a suit, and then Sheamus tells him, a fifth member of our team wouldn't be afraid to fight Roman.
Such a pussy.
Yeah. So Axel then leaves, saying he's going to go find Roman right now.
Yeah.
And then next up we have Balor Club.
Here comes the club.
Here comes the Balor Club.
All the members of the club are in this ring.
Just me.
And my Balor Club.
And maybe my demon.
I've got a surprise for you. There are now two members. Me and other me.
And if this Sister Abigail plays the cards right, she might become a member of the Batter Club's anal club.
So Finn talks about when he was a kid, he would read about the Celtic Festival of Samhain, which is basically Ireland's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Balor then says at TLC he will slay a monster with a demon of my own. And then they do like the heartbeat thing, you know, the boop, boop. Like, he's going to transform right there, and it's like, how the fuck is he going to get in the makeup that fast? Yeah. But, like, and then the camera goes, like, just to a close-up.
Right in here.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the pumpkin Kang.
The pumpkin
demon.
Yeah, he's orange.
It cuts to,
and he's like this.
Right. He's growling.
It cuts to a pumpkin spice Finn Balor.
He's just, yeah, yeah.
I think they've finally gone overboard with the pumpkin spice flavor.
Like, he's kind of like... Like, wait, when the fuck did you become the Hulk or Venom? Like,
it's the pumpkin demon Kang.
Even Venom spoke. Yeah.
Yeah. And they keep cutting back to him and the pumpkin demon Kang, and
it was really dumb. Like, where is this pumpkin demon? What are we supposed to be believing right now? That he's becoming him in the ring? Is that part of it, right?
I have no idea. Yeah. I assume the audience just saw this on the Titantron.
Right.
So the last thing we see is the demon saying, run. And like,
run.
The thing is, if the storyline wasn't so stupid to begin with, like, I'd be okay with this. Like, fine, he's still the demon. He's just orange because it's Halloween, right? Like, Finn Balor, if you look on the indie scene, he would dress up, you know, the demon character would dress up as different things all the time.
He even did one as Bane.
He did one as Bane.
Yeah.
Sure. Which,
you know, that doesn't make sense. But
is there a Bane club? Of course. Yeah.
But especially, like, if, like, you know, everyone wants, you know, the Halloween pay-per-view to be Halloween Havoc. If you made Halloween. But if you didn't spoil what he looked like on Raw and just have him come out orange, you know, on TLC, it might not be stupid. And if he wasn't fighting a cross-dressing Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, just the picture later they showed on the show of Finn Balor and Bray, it was so awful. I tweeted, I was like, how is this real? I mean, I know it's fake, but how is this real?
I hate all of this.
Yeah.
They took somebody cool that I really liked, and they're squashing him.
Yeah.
Why are you still fighting Bray Wyatt? Why isn't he like, hey, Kurt, it's time for the club to get a title shot.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because I've never technically lost my title.
Well, every time he has a new feud, he's like, I want the Universal chat, and then someone interrupts him.
Yeah.
And then it, you know.
And then, oh, well, Balor Club has priorities, and now it's this person.
Squash what I said. I'd rather fight Bray Wyatt for 6 months straight.
Right. By the way, later
in
the show.
But only if he dresses as a female.
Yeah.
By the way, what Balor Club
later in the show,
about.
When they show the card, you know, Balor versus Sister Abigail, Corey Graves, they finally acknowledge on the show. He says, you know, the demon will face Bray Wyatt's alter ego, Sister Abigail. And I was like, okay, that's the first you're mentioning or acknowledging that you know what's going on here.
Right.
Yeah.
Because before that, like, we didn't know if we were supposed to think it's really Sister Abigail or not.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
You guys didn't say. And Finn Balor acted as if it was really Sister Abigail.
What I don't like about going demon versus Abigail is we know nothing about this version of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
He's already creepy. He already can transport.
Right.
What does Sister Abigail bring to the table? I'd rather have this been Sister Abigail versus Finn Balor, just regular, to see what Sister Abigail brings to the table.
Right.
Then, if you want it at Survivor Series, do it again with demon versus Abigail.
Well, you know,
but why?
We thought Balor was going to fight Lesnar. That's not the case that we'll get to later. So what is Balor going to do at Survivor Series? Probably another match. Another
Finally
Bray Wyatt match.
Form a club.
I'll have me and 4 of my demons versus you and 4 of your sisters. I don't know.
It'll be Balor
we'll
Club.
Seven grooms for 7 brides. What's the name of that movie?
Yeah. It'll be Balor Club and friends versus
7 brides.
Wyatt Club and sisters.
For 7 brothers.
My big fat Balor Club wedding. So next up, we have Emma and Alexa Bliss versus Mickey James. And Bayley is the secret mystery partner.
They
like
couldn't find an older. I thought Mickey James would have like a Hall of Famer come out and just fight this one match.
Right.
They don't do cool shit like that anymore.
No.
I'm sure Lita's free.
Yeah.
So
Mickey gets the win after kicking Alexa in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And then after the win, Charlie congratulates Mickey backstage and asks her if her match at TLC is about the title or about Alexa's comments about her age. And she just said she's going to beat Alexa and take home the championship to show her 3-year-old son.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's totally about the comments she made. Fuck the title. I don't even want the title.
You know, if I beat her, she can keep it.
Like, this is the times where, you know, you kind of want to, like, go off key to the commentators, like, oh, well, since you're not a female wrestler, you don't really understand the importance of titles.
Right.
You're just used to words.
Yeah. So backstage, Curtis Axel finds the Shields.
Mm-hmm.
All 3 of them hanging
just
out.
Hanging out.
And he decides he's going to be a brave little guy and go... challenge them himself.
A brave little guy.
You dumb shit.
And as he walks up to them, we go to commercial. When we come back, we are in the Miz's locker room, and Miz asks all the other guys where Axel is, and they tell him he went to go beat up Roman Reigns.
Uh-oh.
And Miz is like, excuse me. He walks away. And then a few segments later, the Miz finds Curtis Axel beaten up and hung upside down from a forklift.
Yeah.
And one of the refs goes, we need a forklift driver.
Yeah. Just
to cut
him
rope.
Down. Yeah.
To cut rope. We need a forklift driver to go.
How are we going to get him down? He's at least 4.5 feet in the air. Get a driver here now.
I can't. That whoever said that is trying to get fired.
Yeah.
We need a forklift driver. That's like, oh my God. And then some guy shows up. Hey guys, I'm the forklift driver. What do you need? Why do they need forklift? I don't know. So,
Balor's watching that going, why did I leave the indie scene?
All right.
So then Renee asks The Miz what he will do if Strowman wins. And Miz says, I think the world of Curtis Axel, but he was never our fifth man.
Oh, beep, 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 beep,
dun, dun, dun. Which leads us right to the main event.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman with The Miz on commentary.
Yeah.
So Sheamus and Cesaro run out to the ring, followed by Seth and Dean.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Making the everyone's banned from ringside completely
null
meaningless.
Null and void.
Yeah. So they fight outside the ring. Roman gets on the other side of the cage, but Braun grabs Roman's vest and superplexes him off the top of the cage.
Yeah.
That was pretty great.
Which looked like a kind of a reverse neck breaker by
it
Reigns.
It did, yeah. It was still a great spot. And then, of course, Braun goes for a pin, but Roman kicks out. He's still Roman Reigns.
Yeah, don't forget that.
He might be in the Shield, but he's still Roman Reigns in the Shield.
Yeah.
So then Sheamus, Cesaro, Ambrose, and Rollins end up brawling in the parking lot, and Miz shuts the garage door to keep all four of them out of the arena.
They were getting further away from the arena, though.
Yeah.
They were getting further away from the ring.
Right.
I thought that was dumb. Like, if you saw, like, maybe the Shield's winning...
Yeah.
And they're running back towards the fence. That'd be kind of cool to shut it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right.
They're just brawling.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're so smart.
And then The Miz goes to return to commentary. He's like, what'd I miss? At the end, Roman gets the upper hand after hitting 3 Superman punches in a row. And as he sets up for the spear, Kane's music hits.
What was that? How'd that go?
I don't know.
It's the demon... Kane.
Yeah. It's hard to do a piano pipe organ.
It's the Demon Kane versus the Demon Kane.
Kang. So, yeah, and then we're all like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there to fight Braun and team up with the Shield. That's what I thought. Then when I see him, I'm like, oh, he's going to save. Wait, what?
What?
So he's heel.
It's funny, though,
and
because
he's joining the Miztourage.
His music hits. And Roman still spears Braun. Yeah.
So is he going to be corporate Kane?
Corporate Demon Kane?
Corporate Demon Kane.
Like he's got the suit on with the mask?
Yes.
So he's both?
Yeah.
We've been waiting for that.
And the one glove?
That'd be amazing.
So then Kane appears from beneath the ring, chokeslams Roman twice. So that's 2 chokeslams.
Uh-huh.
Strowman then gets up and power slams him.
Uh-huh.
Then Kane tombstones him.
Yep.
And then Braun power slams Reigns again.
And raise your hand if you thought a kick out was happening. Yeah. Anybody have the shirt on? I thought he'd kick out one time after all that because he's Reigns.
5 finishing moves.
Like convulse kick out. You know what I mean? Like he just kicks out because his body's convulsing.
He's dead, but his body still twitches.
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's. 2. Yeah. I didn't get it. I didn't like it. I love Kane, but what?
Well... So, yeah, The Miz makes the announcement. He's like, in case that wasn't obvious, Kane is the 5th member of our team. And a lot of people online, like, obviously we weren't expecting this.
Right.
But some surprises, like, this isn't a really good surprise.
I mean, it's still a surprise, which is fine, but...
But yeah. Some fans were defending this, saying, wow, that's actually a really good storyline, because Kane is obviously doing this for, you know, for revenge for Roman beating The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah, no.
But first of all, no one on the show said that.
No,
They're not going to say that.
Just because a couple people said that.
And that's stupid. You beat my brother in a wrestling match, so now I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, no.
That's dumb. If anything, Braun Strowman kidnapped Kane and The Undertaker when he was with the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
I guess he forgot that. So
I just, yeah, whatever. I don't get it. It's cool to see Kane, I guess. Kind of a cool surprise.
Well,
but
what's
didn't
funny
make any
is
sense, right?
He's running for mayor and the mayoral race is in November.
Yeah. That's why he's doing it. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
See, this is why he needs to bring out corporate Kane.
Yeah.
Corporate Kane.
Corporate Demon Kane.
And I'm running for mayor. That'd
and
be
he
funny.
Needs to run against Glenn Jacobs.
Yes. Of course.
I'm running for mayor. and I'm running for mayor.
Think about it. How many variations of Kane? The first Kane was silent.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The second Kane had a voice thing.
Yes.
The third Kane took the mask off.
Uh-huh.
The fourth Kane became probably like a corporate Kane. The fifth Kane put the mask back on.
Yes.
I've had a lot of Kanes.
Well, look. It's really the only way to keep your character fresh, right? You got to change it a bunch if you're going
to
be.
Yeah, you got to change it to the same thing and then back to the less same thing.
But look, even, you know, Jericho's done, like, reinvented himself a bunch of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this last one was the best.
He's the GOAT.
So next up, we have. Well, that was the end of Raw. So SmackDown starts with Daniel Bryan coming to the ring and Michael Cole
People
filling in.
People were actually chanting yes
well,
on
he's,
this.
He's in his fucking hometown.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
What do you mean actually? They always do it.
Well, so, like, especially when he's like, oh, and that match is going to happen tonight. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, like,
and then, you
when
know,
he does that,
do it,
when he
like,
does that, he has to, he does this like three times before the audience joins him.
Yeah.
But of course, it's in Seattle, so he gets a huge reaction. I mean, a fucking huge reaction. Like he just won the championship again or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Michael Cole is filling in for Tom Phillips for a couple weeks, as he said Tom Phillips is on assignment.
On assignment, because we have more important things for you to do other than the show.
So I guess he was suspended for face fucking. I don't know.
Again?
Yeah.
Again.
Did he ever get anything from that?
No.
Did anybody?
No.
No.
Someone got face fucked, obviously.
Yeah, that girl on Instagram that exposed him. It's like, you know, like, you're exposing Tom Phillips, but you're also letting everyone know that he face fucked you.
Yeah.
Oh, come
That's
on.
Not embarrassing.
Right?
Who hasn't been? So
Daniel's first line of business is announcing a 6-woman tag team match. Ooh.
This got a pop.
Because it's him.
Because
this
it's
got
Bryan.
A fucking
he
pop.
He could have just been like, hey, guys, I'm about to go take a big dump. Well, yes.
They reacted like he said a 6-woman elimination title match.
Yeah.
A 6-woman tag?
Right.
Hey, everyone, we're going to have the same type of match we've been having on SmackDown with the women for the last good 3 months.
With no fresh ending.
Yes.
Like, this is...
Fuck yes!
This
At
is
the end of the night, you're going to regret paying that $60 to come to this boring show.
This is where
show.
You need to filter in that that Brian Christopher fake reaction.
Oh, my God. That's so great. That's such a great...
So great.
Brian Christopher... Ah! Ah!
The Undertaker guy?
So, anyways, 6-woman tag match. So exciting. He also says Jinder Mahal will be making a special announcement. Ziggler will have his rematch against Bobby Roode. And then he's interrupted by Sami Zayn after he says he was disappointed in Sami's actions at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
So Sami Zayn comes out. He cuts another great promo about taking control of his career.
Yep.
Sami then talks about how Daniel, like the difference between Sami Zayn and Daniel Bryan is Daniel had the support of the WWE Universe, but Sami never had that.
True.
But... Now he doesn't care about the fans anymore. Sami then also takes a few shots about Daniel being retired during
the
segment.
Why do they keep doing that? Over and over and over again. Everyone always goes after Daniel Bryan not being interested. You got hurt, bro.
Yeah.
It can happen to you at any match.
Exactly.
He still had a way better career than you'll ever have, Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, if you would have worked smarter, you'd still be wrestling. But now you're just a housewife.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So Kevin Owens then heads to the ring and... He exposes Daniel Bryan for the true hypocrite that he is.
You don't care about Sammy. You never have. You've proven that once before. You don't care about anybody except yourself. And maybe you resent me because I care about what's doing best for the fans. And that's not what's best for you.
Best for the fans? No. That's not what you mean. No. What you mean is you care about doing what's best for business. That is exactly what's in your head. And Sammy, if you need any more proof, there you have it. That man right there, Daniel Bryan, is now the authority.
Damn!
Oh, shit!
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's true.
how can Daniel Bryan say he's doing what's best for the fans after just announcing the same women's tag match that we have just seen?
Yeah. No one wants that.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but I mean, I'm sure Sammy has known Daniel Bryan for a long time.
Yeah.
But he did call him Bryan twice.
But because that's his real name, so he messed
Bryan
up.
Danielson.
Bryan Danielson, yeah.
Now, if you say, look, Pisano, I'm going to do, you know what I mean? Like, it would make sense. That's why it didn't really come out of place.
Right.
But I think he screwed up because one of the first time he did it, he like, excuse me, he had like a really long pause.
Yeah.
He's like, and you know, Bryan, when I think about, you know what I mean? Like, and he's like, oh, shit.
Right. Well, hey, if you watch Total Bellas, they call him by his real name on that show.
They call him Bryan?
Yeah, Daniel. Bryan Danielson.
And they call...
Oh, yeah, yeah, Bryan Danielson.
And they call John Cena Juan?
Yeah.
Juan Cena.
Juan Cena.
Juan Cena.
And they call Nikki Alicia...
Fox?
Spindledick.
Remember when he proposed to her and he said, like, five... She has five names.
Nicole...
He was like, Ashley, Nicole, Natasha, Tamina, Lana.
Tamina!
That's why Daniel loves that six-person tag match.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, it reminds me of her.
So Sammy agrees with Kevin and says Daniel has become the one thing that he's always hated, which is true.
Yeah.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Sammy then
Nicole,
thanks.
Nicole Garcia, Colas Bella, will you
Colas?
Be my...
Her middle name is Jinder Mahal's finisher?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Damn, that's crazy.
Imagine that.
Sorry, good.
That's a good feud then, Mahal Cena.
Not bad.
I named my finisher after your stupid fiance.
So awesome. Sammy then thanks Kevin for saving him for from becoming like Daniel Bryan, and they hug. Daniel then leaves the ring, and Owens takes another shot at him. So Daniel says, I'm going to go find a couple of dudes to punch you guys in the face, and then he leaves.
Mm. That was funny.
Okay.
And next up we have...
He can't do it.
The six-woman tag! Yes! Yes! We got Natalya, Tamina, and Lana versus Charlotte, Naomi, and Becky with Carmella on commentary.
Again.
And
her
Ellsworth
dog.
On a
her dog.
Dog.
That's it. You just say her dog.
Her pups.
Rough.
You don't say anything else.
Rough. So at the end of the match, everyone gets their moves in, except for Lana, who taps out to the figure eights.
God, did you see her train wreck of a fruit roll-up?
Oh, it was bad. Everything Lana did was horrible. And she hasn't wrestled in a few months.
Yeah, why are they still trying to make Lana being a wrestler a thing?
Right.
Like,
and her outfit
give
looked
up.
Awful. Yeah. This just wasn't, it was bad.
No.
When she first debuted, her outfit was awesome, and I was like, she will win best dressed as long as she wears that outfit. She wore it for like one more
and
week.
And what happened?
That's like a blue
she
romper.
Immediately stopped wearing that outfit.
Yeah. She went to red.
That cold fish.
All red everything.
Yeah.
What happened to ballroom Lana anyway? Wasn't that her gimmick coming back? I am the ballroom, the sexy ballroom whore.
No, they had to stop doing that because Nikki Bella is on Dancing with the Stars. And they don't want people to get confused.
That's funny.
There's probably some truth to that.
Right.
After
is
the
she
match,
still alive?
Nikki Bella?
Is she still around?
Is she still in it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
They had Cena come on just to help with votes.
Of course.
After the match, Natalya tries to attack Charlotte with a chair, but Charlotte hits Natalya with a big boot.
Yeah.
And Natalya runs away. She hit her with a big boot outside the ring.
To Natalya, her, like, hip.
Natalya got right up and ran away.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
She oversold. She got kicked in the hip, oversold it, and then ran.
Yeah. And then undersold it.
Yeah.
So backstage.
And then didn't sell it all.
Backstage, Daniel Bryan tells Sammy and Kevin that he found some opponents for them. Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh. Is this how he does it?
Yeah, and he does.
Is it? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Daniel
what
Bryan.
The hell?
If you can't wrestle, go home.
Yeah.
Go home. And wait till your contract expires and then go break your fucking neck for an indie show. I can't do Daniel Bryan anymore.
No.
What? He's so not
interesting. You know he doesn't want to be there.
Oh, he's
so trying to get fired on Twitter every week. He says shit, hoping that they would fire him, but they won't.
Yeah.
Because but him doing the Nakamura hand gesture is terrible.
Like, why doesn't he just really get fired? Like, if they fire you, they're letting you out of your contract.
Yeah, but I don't think they will.
What would you have to do to get them to?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they just know that he'll immediately go to the Indies.
Yeah.
He'll immediately do it.
What are you going to do, Daniel? Spit in my face?
He's always said...
That's been done before.
He always said his doctors cleared him, but WWE's doctors
He hasn't
won't.
Said that.
He has.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has. He has said that.
In like a couple interviews.
He has said that multiple times, yes.
He said, I got cleared by, what, three or four doctors?
Yeah.
But WWE's doctor won't clear me.
Doctor.
Doctor insurance company hasn't cleared them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So next up we have Pope Fashion, and this was the best one yet for What's on the Wall.
Yeah?
Because
you think so?
Oh, yeah. It's just because they had Mr. White, Mr. Blue, Mr. Pink, Mr. Orange, Mr. Blonde, and it was all John Cena wearing different t-shirts.
Yeah.
All the different colors.
Except Mr. Blonde was when he dyed his hair blonde when he was in OVW. When
he was the prototype.
Yeah.
The prototype John Cena.
And then, Road Dogg was in the middle and it said Reservoir Dogg. Yeah. I liked all that a lot. Yeah. That was good. Butch.
Like, I wonder who does the board.
It doesn't take much. I think we all come up with that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't like this fashion file as a whole, though.
No.
Well,
too much ascension.
Too much ascension.
Well, it was too silly and goofy and
plus there's nothing to it anymore.
No.
Because they're not really. I mean, now it's who stole the briefcase. What kind of a case is that? So the episode starts with Fandango looking at the golden briefcase from Pulp Fiction. And he walks over to interrogate the Ascension, who have a burger on the table, because Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Tyler Breeze then does the Pulp Fiction dance, and he's dressed as Uma Thurman's character, Mia.
Yeah.
So they make some Pulp Fiction jokes, like Royale Rumble with cheese.
Stupid.
Nice.
The Ascension tells Breezango that they never solved the case of 2B, and they even said it's obviously the Bludgeon Brothers.
They did. Another coincidence.
After Fandango said, well, we solved that case.
Right.
Andrew, I'd like to award you the pay-per-view title after all this time. There you go, buddy. Hey, Eric, I don't care what you say. Andrew, right now, you are the pay-per-view champion. There it is.
Oh.
That's all yours, buddy.
Okay, I mean, I'm pretty sure I was anyway.
You can hold it till Sunday, then we'll see what happens.
Oh, you mean because of my six-month prediction?
So, do you think they're trying to do a play on words like...
No, I won the backlash. I won backlash. That's what we had to go back all the way back then.
You think they're going to do like a play on words, and this is going to be a brief case, like a short episode? Like, who stole the briefcase?
That's a cheap joke.
It's a WWE joke.
I'm just saying, if the briefcase
is back next week, I guarantee someone's going to be like, well, that was a briefcase.
Yeah, they will.
I mean, is anyone else getting a little tired of it?
I want
to. It's not getting anywhere?
It's like they want us to be tired of it now.
It's not going anywhere.
It was gold.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's get rid of it. People are liking that too much.
Now we're doing it too
much. But, like, they're not really solving cases.
No.
There's no end game here.
No, it's a fucking skit.
Yeah.
It'd be better.
That's it.
It'd be better if, like, Naomi or Natalya maybe lost her title. And they solved the case on Raw throughout, like, a series of vignettes.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You mean SmackDown?
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. SmackDown, Raw, whatever, yeah.
Get it right.
So, like, solve the case. Solve an actual case on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be kind of fun.
Solve something.
Yeah.
So Tyler Breeze takes a bite of the burger. He falls to the ground, passes out. The Ascension tell Fandango that they'll help Breeze, but only if they promise to be their friends. So Dango accepts, and they give him a giant needle to stab Breeze with, but Tyler wakes up before he does anything. He said he passed out because the burger was terrible, and the Ascension say, oh, it's gluten-free. That's a funny joke. They then realize that someone stole the briefcase. The Ascension want to join the team, but Breezango walks away.
So,
what other member of the Four Horsemen are we going to find out that stole the briefcase? Because Arn Anderson stole the horse head, right?
Mondo McMichaels?
Yeah.
Mongo!
Yeah. I think my first Flair impression I ever did was like, because the way he would say it all the time, he's like, Mongo! Is our big man, baby.
God, by the way, you sent us that video on Instagram of when they were all on Baywatch.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Gold.
Jesus.
Gold.
Oh, my God.
Watching that now, I had so much fun with it. It was so gold.
It's so bad.
The Taskmaster was one of their...
Did they end up having the match on the show?
I'm sure. You can't tease that and not
like a wrestling
through.
Ring on the beach.
Probably.
Bash on the beach.
Oh.
So next up we have Baron Corbin, Baron Corbin just beat AJ Styles last week to retain the U.S. Championship.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
From Baron Corbin to facing Sin Cara.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least he'll squash him. He's a champion. I get it, well, right? I get it.
By the way, we mentioned...
Squash him, show you're a powerful champion.
We mentioned,
champion.
Like, next one. Where has Sin Cara been this whole time? Last week we talked about this. And he appears on TV for, like, the first time in months.
In a new segment we like to call, Where in the World is... And here he was winning the U.S. title. Apparently.
Yeah. Well, hey, it was by count out. Let's be fair.
So next
you can't
week
win he, by count out.
So by beating the champ, he gets to face the champ for the title next week.
Yeah.
You know, next week will be for the title.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, right? Well, Cole did say if Sin Cara manages to get a win here, that might get him in line for a title shot.
Might put him in the title hunt.
There it is.
Yeah, that might get him in the top 20.
So, yeah, Sin Cara wins by countout.
By countout.
Holy shit. Next up, Renee Young interviews the Usos backstage. And the Usos cut a very face-like promo.
Yeah.
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 Like I said last week, I guess they're face now. And we're like, well, maybe that was just for that segment.
Yeah.
Seems like they're fucking face. And then Gable and Benjamin show up and they get really serious. And they say they're going to win the tag titles. And then Benjamin's like, but until then, you know, respect, right? And they offer a handshake.
And they fucking and they swipe it.
They psych them out.
Old school, like eighth grade way.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Why were they wearing like WWE 2K18
Because the
sweaters.
Game came out that day.
Yeah.
So I guess the Usos are babyfaces and Gable and Benjamin are turning heel.
Yep.
I don't know. It makes no sense.
None.
So next up, we have another Bludgeon Brothers video and...
Just as bad.
Yeah.
The darkness of destruction
always prevails over the futility of light.
Where we go,
annihilation follows.
Harper!
Rowan!
Bludgeon Brothers!
Wait. In case you don't know what they were doing at the end, they were murdering the cameraman.
The cameraman. But after Harper does it, then he's fine. Then he gets murdered again. Yeah. So is Harper now like a retarded guy?
The darkness of destruction.
The darkness of destruction. Hey. Ask me what are you doing and then who are you? So first.
What are you doing here?
The darkness of destruction.
Well, who are you?
Harper.
Rowan. The destruction boys.
And then they murder the cameraman.
If they were new, maybe you'd be like, all right, these guys are probably going to be pretty badass.
Right.
We've seen this. You've been around. You were already a tag team in the WWE. What new are you going to bring to the table?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're more vicious.
Let me ask you this. Do they bring those giant mallets with them to the
ring?
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But then they don't use them because they're giant mallets.
Well, I mean, you could bring a gun to the ring. You're not going to be able to use it.
Right.
I say yes.
Yeah, but
I say yes,
way bigger than a sledgehammer.
Andrew? Andrew says, I want this prediction. Stick to your guns.
Fine, I'll say no.
Done.
How the fuck can they? If you bring it to the ring, you have to use it. You can't use that weapon.
I'm going
to
take your Raw prediction title next week when they reveal.
Wait, Joe, this is at least three more months of promos before they debut.
Rowan.
Harper.
The darkness.
The darkness. Harper.
That's terrible.
Jesus.
So next up, Jinder Mahal comes out to issue a challenge, our worst nightmare has come true.
Yeah. So at Survivor Series, I am challenging the Beast. At Survivor Series, I am challenging Brock Lesnar.
I at least like how he said Brock Lesnar, like kind of like, you know, how Paul Heyman did it. But
is he challenging Brock?
This makes no sense
at all.
This might have gotten a bigger pop if we didn't
already
know. Because there was rumors a few days before this, obviously in between.
There was even like the leaked poster.
Yeah. So everyone saw it coming, obviously.
Yeah.
So you have the Shield. Maybe, you know, you have some, like, Owens and Sami Zayn maybe fight together and all this kind of stuff. But the headlining match, part-timing Brock Lesnar versus the worst WWE champion of all time. Sell that, schmuck. It's the worst. What are they going to do with it? If Brock wins, it was a nothing happened match. If Jinder wins, you're going, why push Jinder? Like, there's no good ending to this match. No.
I'd prefer Jinder to win here, but I don't think he will because no one's beating Lesnar until Roman beats him at WrestleMania.
I guess
where's Survivor Series? It's not like Chicago, is it?
It's not Chicago, no.
No. All right,
then don't worry about what I was going to say next.
Oh. Because it's here.
Yeah.
No, I know it's here. I'm just saying, like, that would have been
okay.
That would have been my prediction.
No.
Why else would they do something this stupid? Someday, CM Punk. Someday.
Maybe. So Mahal says that he will slay the beast. Once he slays the beast, everyone will know that he is the greatest WWE champion of all time.
I'll give him that. He beats him clean. I'll give him the title.
Even with the Singh brothers.
Even with the Singh brothers, yeah. Doesn't matter.
So he then gets interrupted by AJ Styles, who tells Mahal that he's beaten every worthy opponent on SmackDown Live except for him. And Mahal responds, that's because you aren't a worthy opponent. And he calls AJ a loser. So AJ attacks Mahal and knocks all three of them out of the ring. And after the commercial, Mahal tells Daniel Bryan that he wants to make AJ Styles pay for what he did to him. So he says that he wants one of the Singh brothers to fight Styles next week.
Abulu will fight AJ Styles next week. Whatever his name was.
Yeah. So I guess Styles is getting a title shot on SmackDown.
Before
Survivor Series, and he's going to lose.
Oh, good. So we'll have Lesnar versus AJ Styles.
No. No, you'll have Shane and AJ Styles and three other guys versus Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and three other guys.
Yeah, that sounds like what it's going to
be. Yeah. So next up, we have Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler, the rematch. Yeah.
So basically now you can put it as Sami Zayn, mm-hmm. Kevin Owens, mm-hmm. Dolph Ziggler.
I guess.
And the Usos?
The Usos are good now.
Are they?
We don't know.
So Bobby Roode joins
Shane
and AJ?
AJ, probably. Bobby Roode.
It's a hell of a team.
Yeah.
I like
Shelton
your team,
Benjamin
bro.
And Chad Gable.
No, leave all them out.
Stop guessing because they're just as bad as they're probably going to be.
No, maybe Jericho will come back for Survivor Series.
Probably.
Join Team Shane. That'll be good.
Probably.
Maybe.
Let's cross our fingers for that.
Seriously.
And he puts everyone on the list.
Yeah.
So we have...
You could always get Nakamura and Norton, because what else?
Yeah, because they're a tag team now.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row.
Exactly.
Because we have nothing for you.
Naka Orton.
That's good. I think that's it. So, yeah, Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler. The match goes about 5 minutes, and it ends with Ziggler getting the roll-up victory by pulling Roode's tights. So...
Yeah.
Someone said that they should have just a naked match so that no tights can be pulled. And
an asshole
I'm
match.
For it.
First to show your asshole.
There it is.
Yeah.
Winner.
Yeah. Winner, asshole dinner.
So I guess I don't know what the fuck they're doing with that. Backstage, though, Aiden English is singing he yells at a couple of guys for not paying attention to him. The New Day then show up and throw cereal all over the place, and the guys dance with them then.
What shirt was Kofi wearing? Was that a William Regal shirt?
Sure.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
So Rusev then shows up, and he's like, no more New Day. It's Rusev Day. And then Xavier plays Rusev's theme song on Francesca 5, I think, now.
Yeah.
And then Rusev says it's not a joke, and it ends with him saying, it's not a joke. And that's it.
So Rusev and Aiden
English are going to feud with the New Day?
Yeah.
But then Aiden English says something, and he goes, it's too late. And then it cuts off.
Oh, yeah, he's like...
That was funny.
Because it's rude. And he's like, no, don't do that.
No, it is too late.
Shut the fuck up. You're not on the clock.
Rusev and Aiden English is just the most unlikely duo.
Next thing. Yeah.
Well, the next thing is the main event.
Oh, great.
Naka Orton versus...
Patent pending.
Sammy Owens. So at the end of the match, Sammy and Orton are in the ring, and Owens distracts the ref long enough for Sammy to low blow Orton.
Give him a hell of a kick in the ball.
Hell of a blow.
Hell of a blow.
I like it.
Sammy then hits the Haluva kick and pins Orton for the win, proving that it is just, you know, it's way more beneficial to be a heel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he had to win there, yeah.
Yeah.
He pinned Orton.
I mean,
it's
Sammy,
the first time he actually pinned anyone in over a year.
Since Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Sammy turned heel and he beat Randy Orton.
Yeah. And Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Owens, and what's funny was this match ended like 5 minutes early, so it really felt like a lot of this other stuff wasn't supposed to happen.
I know.
But since they went, like, they ended early, they came out and did all this other stuff. So Owens and Shane, this was obviously supposed to happen. Owens and Sami Zayn head backstage and brag to Daniel Bryan about winning. And they ask Daniel what he has in store for them next week. And Daniel says, well, that's not up to me. That'll be up to Shane.
Yeah.
Because Shane's coming back.
Oh.
And then this is where I think they were like, oh, we still have like 2 minutes. Owens, go run out there and talk on the mic some more. So Orton and Nakamura are starting to head up the ramp. And then they're just like standing there. And it's a little awkward when Owens and Sami Zayn come out to do their own yes chant and brag some more.
We are SmackDown Live, and there is nothing you, or anybody back there can do about it. My name is Kevin Owens. This is Sami Zayn, and he is my best friend.
You have to wonder if this tune will change next week with the return of Shane McMahon.
Hold me tight.
Hug me tight.
Hug me. Hold me tight. Oh, my God.
So good.
He is the best.
The best.
Absolutely.
The best. So, yeah, at least SmackDown ended with that funny joke there. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, let's give some awards, shall we?
Let's do it.
If you're a sports fan like me, then this is the perfect time of the year because we got baseball, football, and basketball all playing at the same time. And think about all the cash you could be making if you just, you know, play some bets. And there's no better place to do that than mybookie.ag. They have in-game live betting and a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. They also have an online casino if you'd rather play blackjack, maybe some craps. And you could even bet on who the next Pope will be. Personally, I got my money on Angelo Scola. I think he's got it. So head on over to mybookie.ag right now and enter the promo code WWE Recap. Mybookie.ag, you play, you win, you get paid. Who is your worst dressed?
He is the best wrestler.
Worst dressed.
Enzo Amore. Mm. Muscles marinara.
I thought there was a more obvious choice. My pick is Orange Club.
Orange Club.
Orange pumpkin spice baller.
I'm the pumpkin spice demon.
You can go to Starbucks and order a pumpkin spice baller club demon.
Yeah.
I had Kalisto.
All right.
You know, he sucks. best dressed?
I had Fandango. I like the Pulp Fiction outfit.
He's very handsome.
Yeah.
Okay. I had the Shield. They're the Shield. They're all wearing the vests. They're dressed as the Shield.
Brother Sweep It.
Brother Sweep It.
That's not a thing.
Pisano Sweep It.
Brother Sweep.
That's not a thing.
Hair Sweep.
You know, you could have a brother sweep if you brought your brother to a... Oh, that's fucked up. See, and he always likes to say that I'm the one that's shitting on you, but it's...
Yeah. Because I touch him and I smile and he knows that I don't
All I
it.
Do is disagree with you. He's, you know...
You scream at him until he cries. When you see a tear, then you back off. Once he sees a little... Bling!
Well, now that Josh is gone...
Yeah. I'll stop doing it, fuckface. All right, next award.
See?
Since
see?
You're being a bitch
see
about
what happens?
It, you bitch...
He gets defensive when he's mean, and then he just projects it.
Anyway, I love your shirt, Eric. Worst acting?
What an asshole.
Worst acting? Kalisto?
Correct.
Correct. Finally, a real sweep it.
Super sweep it. Best acting.
The Kevin Owens Award goes to...
Sami Zayn. I'm going to give it to Sami Zayn this week. Because I thought he was great.
Kevin Owens.
Come on.
He's still good, but is he better than Kevin Owens?
Should have been Brother Sweep It.
Oh.
Should have been brothers?
Sitting directly across from each other, Sweep It.
That one's it.
We don't shave our arm hair, Sweep It.
You should. That looks way better.
I'm comfortable with mine. I will say I got like something sticky on my arm from like I was doing yard work.
Stop.
I was doing yard work. Something got
shut
on my arm.
Shut it down.
Oh, you know like what? Me too, Sweep.
Let's shut this down.
Yeah, it was all over my palms.
Yeah. Worst comment, my hands. They're all hairy and sticky.
No change there.
No change there.
Worst comments?
I mean, come on. It should be obvious. You know who Emma reminds me a lot of?
Oh, my
Enzo.
God. I'm sorry. I forgot Corey Gray earlier. Yeah, I posted the video of that and, like, zoomed in on Corey Gray's face, and he's just like, not really, fuckface.
You're a fucking idiot, Cole.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Just the champion of sucking at segues.
Yeah.
that's really bad, yeah. Kalisto though, he had the title around his waist.
I will be the new champion.
And he's saying he will become the new cruiserweight champion.
Yeah.
Both of those are great and should deserving of awards.
But
I had Carl Anderson singing the Honky Tonk Man song.
Okay.
I was like, my ears bleed.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Kevin Owens. You know,
you mean
at one point,
doing what's best for business.
Yeah.
You're the authority.
No, when he said, you know, at one point he practically was Mr. Bella.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really funny.
Yeah, I had the Daniel Bryan is now the authority.
Yep.
Worst match?
SmackDown Women's Tag Match.
Okay.
I had the Sin Cara Corbin match as my worst, because why is Corbin, who's getting a push, lose to Sin Cara the very next week?
Of course.
It's
good. What you got?
I had the 6-man tag for my worst match, and I had the 6-woman tag for the super slow match.
I had the 6-man tag as my super slow match.
All right.
Yeah, the women's match for my super slow match.
And best match?
Owens and Zayn versus Orton and Nakamura.
Yeah, just it's the first time we're seeing them team up.
Yeah,
it's great.
So of course,
yeah.
Worst move,
Lana's fruit roll up.
Let's sweep that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Also, the big boot she took was so bad.
It was pretty.
That Charlotte gave her. She like fell down before. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Best move.
You know, I had Cedric Alexander's finisher, just because. When he did it, the way Jack Gallagher like bounced up like an additional 2 feet and then flopped, like he sold it so well.
Right. I'll allow it, Andrew. Yeah.
The superplex off the cage. I'll give it to Strowman and Roman.
That was really good.
Just to Roman.
He was. I mean, Roman was on the top of the cage.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah.
That's like 30 feet in the air.
That's at least 45 feet.
Yeah, 62 feet.
I loved how when Sami Zayn did the Huluva kick. As soon as he hits it, he's so excited. Like, yes! He's like, yes! Because he knew he was about to pin him.
Yeah.
I chuckled.
It's funny, all the dancing Sami Zayn, like when he would dance the ring as a babyface, he's just like a jackass. And now when he dances the ring, he just comes off as like a cocky asshole.
Yeah.
Like, look at me, I'm dancing, you fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like,
hey, super, he wants a high five.
Super
no.
D.
Like, it works more now that he's a bad guy. His stupid, shitty
it works,
dancing.
Period, now that he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Worst moments.
Mahal challenging Lesnar for Survivor Series.
Yeah, that's good.
Mainly because we're going to be there to see it.
Yeah. I didn't like the Elias thing. The whole segment just
pissed
me off.
Likes the Elias thing.
I'll go with that. That was horrible.
Yeah.
Best moment?
I'll say Roman Reigns getting 5 finishers in a row.
Not bad. I would say when Jinder was talking, AJ Styles music hitting, I got a huge pop.
Okay.
I had the Shield entrance.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
All right. That's all for awards. Let's get to some breaking news. So did you hear about this?
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So on to rumors. No. So Bubba Ray Dudley, a.k.a. Mark LaMonaco, has officially retired. He has broken his last table.
Oh. Didn't he just go to like a independent thing? And
well, no, he just does Ring of random Honor? Stuff. Like, oh. you know, but he, at Sunday night's Ring of Honor show, Bubba put an opponent through what he said was the last table he would ever break.
Okay.
Thank the fans. He hugged his kid.
His cocaine habit will get him back in the ring someday soon.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Also, following Cody Rhodes' successful title defense at Ring of Honor, he cut a promo claiming that he was the biggest damn draw in this entire industry. Now, of course, he was just playing a character, right, on the show, and he's a heel, so why not say you're the best if you're a heel?
Yeah.
Well, a fan tweeted the video to Roman Reigns, and Roman responded with, "I don't even need to click the link and watch it. If that house didn't draw over 100K, he's just talking silly. Hashtag walk over talk." So is Roman also playing along, or is he serious in this case? That's what I wonder.
He's just an asshole.
What do you got, Eric?
Let's see. So, if you're like me, and you probably are,
what?
Funko. The
I knew it. I was gonna say that. Like, what, a Funko collector?
Yeah. Funko announced WWE.
I am right. I have one. That makes me a collector.
Yeah, exactly. WWE announced Series 6.
Yes.
They are introducing four new characters.
Yeah.
So we'll get one of Braun Strowman.
Now, do you think they should make a Funko of Braun Strowman?
They are.
No, I know, but should they?
Oh, probably not. I think there's a couple
other
people.
He looks so, like, weird. Like the Hulk, too. It's like, why is the Hulk smiling?
Well, yeah, it's true. They are making, like, a 9-inch Hulk. That's going to be fun. So, yeah, Braun Strowman, Alexa Bliss.
The Alexa Bliss one's cute. I saw it.
Yeah. And then The Rock.
It's life-size, though. The Alexa Bliss one is life-size.
Yes.
Did you see it, Joe?
No.
It's life-size Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
So it's about that big?
Yeah. And then they're also doing Attitude Era Rock, where he's got one of his, you know, $500 shirts on.
Yes.
And they're also doing The Bad Guy, Razor.
Yeah, now there's
two.
Do
you have a picture of that?
I do.
There's two, and I have an issue with one.
The Rock and Razor both have, they call them chases, they're limited editions.
Let me see.
Yeah. So The Rock has like
Andrew's,
a red shirt.
I want to try to guess Andrew's issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, make sure you look at both.
Okay, yeah. So here's the Razor with the old pink, old school. It's got the thing. And here's... It's Stone Cold Razor Ramon, is that why?
No, he's... It says Razor Ramon, but he has NWO.
Oh,
and he was
so
never
say,
Razor Ramon in NWO.
So it should say Scott Hall.
Scott Hall.
But like if you took
Flash
away...
Because like in the
if
WWE...
If you took away his head, though, it's completely Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, it is.
Let me see. Yeah.
But like in the WWE video games... You can play as Scott Hall or Razor Ramon. Both options are there.
You know, you should actually tweet that to Funko. Be like, hey, I'm glad you're making this one, but Razor Ramon wasn't an NWO. You piece of shit.
And they'd be like, you care too much about this shit.
Yeah, right. They'll like, get a
We've already pre-sold 3 million of these. Yeah. We don't care.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
All right, let's move on to rumors.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
So apparently... Come on, I never have
one. I know. I'm just saying, give it a second
Give it a second
purposes.
For the music.
Just for editing.
Apparently, Glenn Jacobs is only staying for about 3 weeks after the pay-per-view. It's a short stint because he's running for mayor.
So I think
it was mostly just for publicity. He'll do the match. He'll do another like month into...
So like Survivor Series.
It was speculated that he will not be doing Survivor Series, that he'll lead up to that and then maybe or maybe not, or do it and then be gone again.
Yeah.
Short stint. All right. And then who wants to do a little monster... Monster rumors? She's a monster.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
I thought Andrew was going to do that one.
So, we all, of course, heard that Neville walked out in WWE. There were rumors of Nia Jax doing the same as well. However, other reports are saying that she was granted a leave of absence, but apparently she asked for that because she is unhappy. So she asked for time off because she's unhappy with her position in the company.
Well, let's see. How many title reigns does she have?
None.
And she's like supposed to be billed as this most dominant person ever.
Right. Yeah.
That's stupid.
It is.
That so is
dumb.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a little different because there's only like six women on the show.
Because Braun Strowman's
and there's 100 guys.
At least highlighted as, you know, this, like he's on the show every week. He's
you don't have to be champion.
Ass.
I'm like, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, he'll get it eventually. You know? Well, maybe not.
I hope so.
Maybe not. But they're also, part of that rumor was that they're reaching out to Cody Rhodes for advice on how to smoothly transition out.
Yeah.
And Cody's like, well, one, be a millionaire from your dad.
Uh-huh.
Helps a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was their millionaire when he left WWE. He was with the Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
I don't think accurate. His earnings alone made him a millionaire. Yes. I think his dad's legacy made him a millionaire.
Before he was a wrestler?
Yeah.
He's been with WWE for like, what, 10 years at least now? I'm sure he's made... Yeah.
All right. Just because you've earned $1 million doesn't make you a millionaire. I've probably earned $1 million in my career now. I'm old as fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, a millionaire is like $1 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. With just his wrestling career, spending money on life?
Yeah.
Not
the
sure.
Average, I mean, I don't know. From what we've seen online, it seems like they all make a lot more money now. But
that's true. I mean, it is, the new times.
Yeah.
I don't know if wrestlers are on Celebrity Net Worth. They are.
They are.
But this is always accurate. Right. 2 million. He's worth 2 million.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right. Also, Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas, and JoJo were all absent from Raw this Monday. And the rumor is that they all have viral meningitis.
Wow.
Who does?
Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas, and JoJo.
Oh, so Bo's getting a little of that JoJo action, too, huh? Good job, buddy.
What, are they're all sharing the same toothbrush, or what's going
Good
on?
Good job, buddy. Well, they saw the page, but they're like, hey, JoJo, come here. We want to show you something. We want to show you something. Look, we'll do no cameras, but we want to do all the stuff they did.
Oh. God. So, anyways, I don't know how accurate that is, but hey, that might put Sister Abigail in jeopardy.
Yeah.
The match
might.
Any other rumors?
No, you got mine.
All right, well then, what trivia are you gonna stump us with this week?
TLC.
Ugh.
Trivia.
Okay.
I never watch
TLC.
I never listened.
The channel. No. So TLC. This event is the ninth TLC.
Okay.
And two people on the current roster. Two. We're at the first TLC as performers.
Kofi.
Can you name them?
Kofi and Kane.
Incorrect.
Kofi's one.
No.
Kane's two.
No. I was going to give you a hint, but you guys are already kind of on the right track. Those are good guesses.
The Miz and Sheamus.
I'm just going to guess.
Orton and the Miz.
You get it.
Yeah. That's what we always do.
Yeah.
Sheamus is one.
Okay.
My hint was going to be they're also on this show.
Orton isn't on the card.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that before, but I'm giving you that hint now. So they're also at this TLC.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
No, I just said that they're on the roster.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you took that as, you know, because they're on Raw. Sheamus and?
Cesaro?
No. I don't think, has he been around 8 years already, Cesaro, or nine?
Yeah, he is.
Nine?
I don't know. Been around a while.
Remember what Sheamus did? Sheamus beat Cena.
Yeah.
Remember that weird tables match where Cena fell through it?
Yeah, he won his first title there.
Come on, one more. I think you guys can do it.
Wasn't Kane?
He said The Miz. Sheamus.
Michael Cole.
It's got to be a woman, then. No, not Mickey. She hasn't.
It could have been Mickey.
Alicia?
I think it might be Alicia.
What is it?
Mickey James.
James?
Yeah, it must have been.
Oh, she was on the first one. And
9 years
one.
Ago? Yeah, she was probably around a decade ago.
No, yeah,
who'd she fight?
And what, I mean, what is she now? 34? 35?
47?
No, they're making fun of her, but I think she's only like 35 years old.
Yeah.
And that's the funny part. It's like that was 25 years old. She dropped her title to, I'm trying to, delay, and delay. She dropped. Oh, I have it right here.
Cool.
Alexa Bliss? No, she.
Oh, she's 38.
She lost her title to Michelle McCool.
Oh,
so yeah, so she was 28 back then.
She's 38, so she really is old as fuck. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Very good.
Very, yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Let's get to some fan questions really quick.
All right.
Broken Paul. Since he's back in the Shield, do we still always kill Reigns?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Krell Johnson, if Finn Balor is dressed as a pumpkin demon king and Bray Wyatt is dressed in drag, will the fans chant "this is stupid" during the match? What do you think?
No, I think both wrestlers are still too popular to get that chant. Only, you know, when they would, if they're going to do like a WrestleMania type match where there's bugs and all kinds of
and
stuff.
And they don't chant "this is stupid" then?
I think they might chant "this is stupid." I'm saying, like, if it gets stupid. Like, yeah. Really, really stupid.
Right.
I think if they just have a wrestling match, they won't chant "this is stupid."
Yeah.
All right. Jason Dearham, what would be the bigger Survivor Series match, the Shield versus Team Miz or KO Zayn versus Team Y2J?
Would be the bigger...
Shane. The bigger match.
Yeah. Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Fisher, how do you properly book Brock Lesnar versus Jinder Mahal to have it make sense?
Tons of interference on both sides and make it more like SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, then they can maybe keep building that until WrestleMania where there's a SmackDown versus Raw match that nobody gives a fuck about.
Is there a stipulation you could add? Obviously, you can't do title for title because then one show won't
wouldn't make any sense.
No.
But, like, is there a stipulation you could add to, you know, make it mean something? Make it mean something?
So the winner gets to steal a superstar from the other show. Sure.
But that is nothing. That's no benefit for Mahal or Lesnar.
Yeah, but
no.
It would be fun just to do it. I don't know. No. I would say no to them to answer that question.
Huh.
There's no way they could.
The winner or the loser has to face the winner of the Rumble or something?
I don't know. Something like that. Hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or whoever wins. No, I got it. Whoever wins actually main events WrestleMania. Since it's two titles, no one knows which one's better. Yeah. You will be the last match at WrestleMania.
That's a good one.
Now, of course, they won't fucking do that because they don't even know what the last match at Mania will be right now. Although it's probably Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns.
Yes, probably.
They don't want to build that as something that's good because they've always said triple main event, quadruple main event.
Quadruple main event.
So they don't want to be like, no, there's only one main event now. Like, right. I don't think they would ever do that to themselves.
I would like that, though.
Nathan Weller, what was worse?
It's good,
Sid's broken leg coming off the top rope?
That. There's nothing worse than
or
that.
The one that happened last
Gordon
night.
Hayward's dislocated ankle and broken tibia coming off from the alley.
That was bad, but
night.
Sid's usually watch the bone just go pop.
And then he lifts up his leg and it's like,
God.
it's the worst.
Oh, God.
That's the worst. I think that's the worst injury I've ever seen.
Yeah.
On video.
It's pretty bad. If you've never seen it, look up Sid Vicious breaking his leg.
Oh, my God.
If you want to throw up. Jason Dearham also says, will Balor wear a David S. Pumpkin suit to match his face?
That'd be amazing.
He's
going
to dress like Jack Skellington.
I'm David Pumpkins.
Let me see.
I deleted it. It was just a picture of Tom Hanks.
Whatever.
I'm David Pumpkins, man.
Ron Johnson, worst call this month. The Jets phantom fumble in the end zone or the demon versus Sister Abigail storyline?
All of the above.
The fumble. It was fucking horrid.
Let's not talk about that. Andrew was wrong. Knowing what you know of Reigns, isn't it hypocritical to like the Shield now? All you're doing is encouraging his push after the split again.
No, we already said. No, the reason we hate Reigns is because he's by himself and he sucks. In the Shield, he's just the strong guy.
In the Shield, Ambrose talks for all
of them. He's just the strong guy that works.
Well, this is from Joe is wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. This might be the same person.
Let's see.
I think
it
is.
I'm sure it is.
Push Fire Barry, part-time Joe, phoning the podcast in Joe, ooh, or always has the wrong opinion on something Joe.
What the fuck is going on with people in the world right now? I'd push part-time Joe. Okay. I'd bury Joe is always wrong. I'd fire Colin Joe. That fuck. Can't even hear him right.
That fuck.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Let's go.
Yeah. Rito, Push Fire Barry, Eric versus the fat guy from Bowling for Soup. What the fuck is that?
That's the next question. That's a read him first, then bring him on the show question.
Eric versus Danny DeVito, Eric versus Homer Simpson.
What are they trying to say? What are they trying to say,
yeah,
Eric?
Yeah, seriously.
This is Rito. I don't know.
Rito's a hating motherfucker this week, man.
And he's not thin either, so what the fuck. Let's see. Matt Hansen.
I'll fire that question. We'll just do that one.
Matt Hansen, how's it going to feel to watch a real-life murder at Survivor Series when Brock kills Jinder?
Yeah, probably. Hopefully.
You deserve it.
He's dead. All right, now on to predictions.
Oh, one more.
Son of a bitch.
Cody Edwards, what Simpson character would cut the best promo?
Mo Sizlak?
No, he wouldn't. He's too shy.
No.
Rainier Wolfcastle, maybe?
No.
No, the bully. Who's the bully?
No, that's all he says.
Yeah, that's all he
says. No, you know Bart would. Bart. Okay. Bart's always had a great way
with
the
obvious answer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lisa Simpson.
No.
All right.
No. All right. You want to get some predictions then, you schmucks?
I thought we had a new 5-star review.
Do we?
I saw the message pop up.
Oh, well then.
Were you going to read it, Eric?
I don't know.
I can read it real quick.
Brandon Amig, Attitude Era Shawn Michaels or 2002 Comeback Shawn Michaels?
That's actually hard because I love the Comeback
His
Shawn
matches
Michaels.
Were like the best this second time around. Yeah. I'd have to go with that one.
That's harder than you think.
Even though he only won like one championship. Well, he won the tag titles with Triple H, but.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't he win them twice? Didn't he win them with Cena too?
I think, yeah, he did. Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Why is Sean posting a lot of pictures on his own Instagram now of like him when he was sexy boy?
Oh,
like
really?
A lot of like in the sexy boy heyday, shirtless kind of stuff.
Okay. Matt Hansen, give us a 5-star review on Facebook. No description or anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's it.
There wasn't a.
That's okay. It.
All right.
Wait,
on
last question.
Yeah.
Mark Furman, what does Jesse the Mind think of Sister Abigail?
Oh, boy.
Should be good.
A lot of pressure here. You know, Jesse the Mom would probably be like, you know, I looked at this a few times on the TV and I really wanted to analyze it. And you know what? Dumb. It's really dumb.
Right, you are. All right, thanks. Yeah.
It's really dumb.
No conspiracy, just
no,
dumb.
No.
All right.
No conspiracy for the first time because of how retarded it is.
I just think it's stupid.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't vote for either party.
I have a feeling that Bray Wyatt and Sister Abigail are the same person.
Well,
McMahon.
That's a
you know
controversial
McMahon.
Statement.
All right, here we go.
TLC predictions. Yeah, let's just annoy the fuck out of our listeners.
Stop. We do that either way without the sheets.
I'm so sorry, guys. Turkey. All right, go.
All right, our first matchup is the shitty pre-show match of Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox.
Sasha.
She's How does she win?
Submit.
Cruiserweight Championship match, Kalisto versus Enzo.
Kalisto.
Enzo. So you have Kalisto becoming the new Cruiserweight Champion?
I do.
I have Enzo as well.
Enzo.
Yeah.
Via pin.
Pin.
Any outside interference?
Yes. I'll say yes.
Yeah, yes. Yep. He's got his Zotrain.
Yeah.
The Cruiserweight pre-show match, who gives a shit?
I got Jack Gallagher and Brian Kendrick.
I have, pen is on Jack and Brian.
Yeah.
And I have, let me flip a coin. Bing! Alexander and Swan.
All right.
Via pin, Swan pins Kendrick.
Pin, Jack pins Swan.
Jack pins Cedric.
Nice.
Oh, I have Jack, Jack's off. Kendrick.
Jack off.
Raw Women's Championship match, Alexa versus Mickey.
I got Bliss.
I have the old bitch.
No, you don't.
No, I have Bliss.
Okay. Yeah, I have Alexa.
Pin.
Any outside interference?
I'll say no.
I'm going to say no as well.
No, I mean the monster left.
Yeah.
Because she's a deserter.
She's a baby.
All right, we got Emma versus the debut of Asuka.
Go ahead, Eric.
You know, I'm really pulling for Emma. Fuck, now I got Asuka.
Andrew, you already stole the thunder.
Asuka.
Yeah, I've got Asuka.
Yeah. How does she win?
Submit.
Pin.
Submit. I have submits. Does the match go 7 minutes or longer, bell to bell?
No.
No.
I'm saying it's a quick match.
I will say yes, because there are only 5 matches on the official card.
Good point.
Those other two are pre-shows. Can't change it now. All right. Next up we have Finn Balor, the Demon Pumpkin, Kang, versus Bray Wyatt slash Sister Abigail slash Luke Harper, I think, is somewhere in there.
I have Sister Wyatt. I'm sorry, Bray Abigail.
I've got Brabigail.
Brabigail. Andrew?
I have Finn Wyatt.
Oh, he's got Balor.
Wait, you got Finn Wyatt?
I have Balor Club.
Oh, Balor Club.
All the Sister Wyatt, Sister Abigails in the world cannot defeat the Balor Club.
Everybody knows a pumpkin can beat a woman.
It's Halloween. You can't have the pumpkin lose.
Yeah, right. Pin.
I got pin.
Pin?
Outside
Any
interference?
Outside
no.
Interference?
I'm going to say no.
I have yes here.
Well, it's Sister Abigail, right?
Surely. Yes. That's
Bray Wyatt interfere, maybe?
Oh, Bray interferes.
Shit.
Yeah.
I have no interference. And this is my favorite question of all time. Does Sister Abigail hit Sister Abigail?
The move. I have yes.
I fucking hope so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I still have Balor winning, but I have yes.
Abigail from Sister Abigail.
You know what's a good question, too? Will the announcers call Bray Wyatt Sister Abigail in the match?
Yes.
Will they say, Sister Abigail with a clothesline?
They freaking have to.
No.
No?
Are we adding this?
No. Well, I'm just curious.
No. I don't think so.
What about, like, the title when he comes out? Will it say Bray Wyatt or Sister Abigail? Because Finn Balor still says Finn Balor, right?
Yeah, Bray Wyatt.
All right, we got The Shield versus Miz, Sheamus, Cesaro, Kane, and Braun Strowman. Who you got?
I got Shield. Sorry. Okay.
I have Miz. The team,
just the Miz.
Team Miz.
I have The Shield.
I have The Shield.
Okay, I aren't thinking through this.
Okay. You're not thinking
through
it.
It's right before Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Is the time where you have them. Dude, they're not going to beat fucking Kane, Braun Strowman.
Oh, really?
Miz.
They're not?
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll have to pin one
guy.
It's too
over.
To pin one guy.
Doesn't matter. They can all interfere.
Okay.
And then in Survivor Series, they get their revenge.
Okay.
I have pin. By adding Jason Jordan, that'll help them win?
Well, whatever. Yeah. Pin.
All right.
I got pin.
We all have pin. Bo Dallas or Curtis Axel ringside?
Yeah.
I'll say yes.
I'll say no. There's already 8 people in this fucking match.
So?
You know what would have been
great?
Why would
he be?
You know what would have been great?
What
and I thought there
great?
Was a chance for it until Curtis Axel got his ass kicked. When he thought he was going to be the fifth member, like, let's say Curtis Axel doesn't get beaten up on Raw. And he's like, oh, The Miz, I'm so excited I'm going to be the fifth member. He's like, no, you're not. It's Kane. Curtis Axel obviously feels shitty about that. And then he helps The Shield win at TLC, turning on The Miz. But no, that's not happening. Who gets the pinfall?
Miz.
I got Roman.
I have Roman pinning The Miz.
I have Roman pinning The Miz.
I've got The Miz pinning Roman. And new pay-per-view prediction champion.
Read the shirt you were wearing last time, bro.
That's only 4 points.
Yeah.
Or I guess 9 if you count the winning of the match.
Yep.
Any outside interference?
Yes.
Come on. Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, I'm not sure who. They're all in the match.
I have none.
Yeah.
Well, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel would count.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I think Curtis Axel interferes for somebody.
I don't have them coming out. Does The Shield come out?
You don't have them at ringside? Oh, yeah, you said
no. I don't.
Yeah.
Does The Shield come out through the crowd wearing the masks like they used to?
I'll say yeah.
I like what you said, but I think if they were going to market it, they would have done it on Raw. I'm going to say no.
They're going to start selling them at the pay-per-view, and then everyone's going to have one the next
could
night
still,
on Raw.
You could still buy it. A year ago, you could still go on WB Shop and buy a fucking Shield mask.
I'm saying no. True.
I'm saying yes.
I'm saying yes.
It's all about, Vince said it like 20 years ago, it's all about the money.
You bastard.
You fuck. What announcer tables do you have breaking?
Only Spanish.
The other Spanish?
What?
Other and Spanish.
Other and Spanish.
Oh, that's what I have.
All right, I have just
Although
Spanish.
Now thinking about it, I want to add
No,
English.
You can't change
I
it.
I won't. You fuck.
Surprise appearance?
I got Stephanie McMahon.
I got Bray Wyatt.
McMahon.
Shut the fuck up. You have Stephanie?
I do.
What the fuck is she going to do?
She's going to hype Survivor Series.
Oh. Jinder Mahal. No. No, I have no one.
Joe?
Triple H.
Just because why not?
I mean, there's so much going on. You never know. It's 1 to 10. It's 1 point or 10. It's almost dumb to not put somebody here.
How many times have you lost by one?
Twice.
Yeah. Do any matches add a stipulation?
Yes.
And that's like during the show, like from shit, the pre-show.
Yes. Shit changes every fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Well, look, this is TLC and there's like...
One?
Yeah.
I'll say yes.
Like only the Shield, the last match is a TLC match.
Something's going to be something.
Yeah. Not including the main event, is there blood? Yeah, I said yeah.
I'll say no.
I say yes.
No. Is there a clear heel or face turn?
No.
No.
No. Do we see Kurt Angle on the phone?
Obviously.
I'm saying no. I think we see Kurt Angle, but I don't think he'll be on the phone.
Okay. I think this segment will start something like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, TLC's going great. Oh, did you see Finn Balor versus Sister Abigail? Huh? Oh, yeah, hey, Asuka. You know, some bullshit like that.
And then someone's like, that motherfucker hung up on me.
Oh, my God. That'd be great if, like, it's this big
they
twist.
They cut to Stone Cold. What?
Like, just, so, yeah, guy. Like, someone comes out and beats the fuck out of Kurt Angle. Yeah. Why are they doing this? Why? He hung up on me for 2 straight years on Raw. That fucking asshole.
I love it.
That'd be great. And other than the winner celebrating, does anything else happen at the end of TLC?
No.
No.
No. I have no.
All right. There
just
it is.
The Shield fisting. Shield fisting. Fists.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's the winner. I feel pretty good about this one, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Taking a picture so that I don't change it on you.
I don't
change.
That's what he does.
Assistant. When I'm not there, I like to know what I pick. So
oh,
I
you're not going
to
be there?
Here, asshole. Take my thing.
Are you going to be there, by the way?
Yeah, well, I yeah.
Okay. Because Eric's got a soccer game to go to.
Oh, my God.
I like soccer.
Joe's not there as much as I am. Jesus, commit, bro.
Jeez.
Commit.
Jeez. Right. Anyway.
We still have to end the show. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to us on Podbean, Google Play, all that good stuff. You can also watch the show at youtube.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Mm-hmm. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Joe is at Joe Pisano 24 on Twitter and at Joe Pisano on Instagram. Eric is at Eric What's Wrong on Twitter and E is 4 awesome on Instagram. Make sure you head to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling to get a t-shirt. Only $19.99. You can also donate to the show on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Do you want to see our TLC recap?
Yeah.
Then you got to get on Patreon.
You already know it's going to be good.
Money, yeah. Money, money, money. Yeah.
Also, come to Survivor Series and hang out with us.
Yeah. Thank you to Song Finch for the theme song that you'll hear in a few seconds.
Yes.
And last but not least, which one of you showing up Saturday for NXT recap?
Oh, no, I got Joey's homecoming game. Well, unless we just come up at a different time.
What time is that?
Like midday, like 1.
That's
Matthew has
we would
his game
usually
till...
come here.
Yeah, we'll talk about
so,
it.
So, Eric?
Yeah. We need to squeeze in a movie review.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. This should all be off the air stuff to talk about.
2 stones, 1 bird.
Do we have a good proper goodbye already?
No.
No.
All right.
You got to figure one out.
Just cut all that out. Ready? And then, like, after you said, thanks, everybody. Thanks. Yeah.
Jokes.
Survivor TLC. I'll be there. Will you?
You mean on my couch?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to Minnesota. No. Gold.
Pussy.
Different opinion. sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh no. Obnoxious, crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best-looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong, big, flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo, push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.